Right here at the Farm Progress Show, at the BASF tent, we just heard Dr. Brian Young from Southern Illinois University give a presentation on glyphosate resistant and the new era in weed management. So, Brian, how big is glyphosate resistance here in the Midwest as a problem for growers?
Well, it's something that's very difficult to gauge, but certainly, without a doubt, it is growing. And if we were to say it's on a couple million acres, I'd say that's pretty conservative estimate, with the largest one being the glyphosate-resistant mare's tail, or also known as horseweed in some areas. And that's the one that had it started. But now we're having more and more of the glyphosate-resistant water hemp showing up. It's present in several states now. I know in the state of Missouri they've had a lot of challenges in 2009. In Illinois, we've had more challenges this year than last year. Some retailers I've talked to in the southern part of Illinois estimate that it might be on 15% of their acres that they cover, and that might cover about four counties worth. So, you know, if we were to say it might be on 100,000 acres just in the state of Illinois, the water hemp problem, I think that's a pretty conservative estimate. So we have done things commercially through soil residual herbicides, maybe some tank mix partners that have been implemented this year to help resolve some of these issues. But we need to do, a better job at having more growers involved with implementing different strategies to help prevent the spread or even the evolution of resistant weeds on their own farm.
But it is a significant problem. What you talked about weed control failure. What can weed control failure mean for a grower?
Well, weed control failure can mean that you look at the field and you see, you know, much less control than what you want. So it might mean you spray it again. And maybe that's, you know, throwing good money after bad in a way, because you might not get any better control because maybe you thought it was not the herbicide or some other condition that prevented you from controlling it. But you also might have some yield reduction because of the competition that those weeds are putting on your crop as well. And so it gets into financial issues, and then maybe harvest efficiency's been reduced, and we know, looking at all the corn heads and soybean heads around here, that we like to harvest in a very fast fashion. So if it slows up harvest, if it goes into some grain quality issues, that can be another challenge. So we have to keep in mind the economics, and we're there to manage the weeds, not just kill them. We need to manage them, and it's in the long term because we own the weeds. They're going to be there next year. So we have to keep that in mind as well.
Now, I mean, of course, what you're talking about basically is, like, as Kip calls it, the definition of insanity. Keep doing the same thing and expect to get different results. So the idea is to do something different, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we have been in that mindset. Let's keep on doing what has been shown to work, assuming that it's going to continue to work forever. And we know that Mother Nature will win and weeds will evolve and cause us some problems. So we really need to mix it up. And we're not going to fool Mother Nature, but we're going to keep it at bay a little bit and hopefully maintain sustainability and value of the Roundup Ready system.
Well, now, you are also on the panel at the BASF tent during Farm Progress, the Kixor panel, a new type of chemistry, a new type of weed control, especially when we're talking about glyphosate-resistant mare's tail. Tell us a little bit about Kixor and about the products that are going to be Kixor-powered and how you feel about them, whether you're excited about them or not.
Well, in the Kixor family, there's the single herbicide by itself would be called Sharpen, and that's the first product that's going to have some utility in both corn and soybean in our area. And the biggest value of Kixor would be Sharpen in soybean, where we can get better management of our mare's tail or horseweed that we're challenged with that's glyphosate resistant. It works well in a glyphosate-based tank mix. It can have a very good speed of control within 3 to 5 days, maybe sooner than that. And it allows us to control both grasses and broadleafs. It provides some residual in soybean, but really the value is that good effective burn down. That's what we've been lacking in soybean, is getting our crop established in a clean seed bed. In corn, they're going to have a product called Integrity, which is a combination of Outlook and this Sharpen, or a Kixor, if you will. And there, they do have the potential to give season-long weed control in a single pre-emergence application. So that molecule does have very good control of large seeded broadleaf, such as giant ragweed, common cocklebur, morning glory, as well as some small seed broadleafs like water hemp and Lance quarters. So the combination with the outlook in that molecule make for pretty broad spectrum residual weed control.
And what about Optil? Did you talk about that one?
Optil is another product that is going to be sold. It's going to be a combination of the Kixor molecule, if you will, and Pursuit. So that would be for individuals who want to use it as a pre-plant burn-down application, but also get the residual benefits that they might have observed in previous years with Pursuit. Obviously, it won't help on ALS-resistant weeds, but I know some individuals are interested in getting residual nightshade control or maybe some grass activity out of the Pursuit application, maybe even some suppression of some ragweed species.
Now, from what you've seen of these products, the Kixor family of products, why are you excited about them?
Well, it just provides another tool in the toolbox, as we say. And so the more options we can provide that have some valid activity, herbicides that really belong for management of certain weed species, and these address some problematic ones like the large-seeded broadleaf residual, the mare's tail burndown, they have value. There are some other products that they're new, might have a new name, might not be new active ingredients, that have maybe a very small niche. This Kixor family actually addresses some major weed species for us that we're having problems with on a significant amount of acres today.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Brian Young. Here at Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.